you ever perform music, or you just always did comedy?
Always comedy, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, hold up real quick. Let's introduce our guest.
This is your boy, Snoop D-O-double-G, and I would like to welcome you to the Ask the 8-Ball podcast starring Eric Marshall and Cody King. These guys are super hilarious. These guys are very handsome. These guys put the laughter in man's heart. This week's guest is the Stanford Chili's and the greatest show host alive, Jack Lewis. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
As our
the illustrious, the illuminating.
Yeah, as our friend Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg introduces everyone now.
Okay.
We're fancy now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the real Snoop Dogg.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah. But our good friend, and my favorite comedian,
that's Jack fair. Lewis. Willie might take beef with that, but
with you,
does he not say that every time?
I don't. But Willie doesn't know how to work his phone, so he's not listening to the podcast. So we're saying, Willie, I love you, but you're not listening. Jack Lewis, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be back.
It's good
you guys.
To have you back, buddy. Yeah,
I've been hounding Cody because Cody's one job for the show because he does literally nothing else is booking guests.
I bring the looks.
Yeah,
I said Cody. I was like, call Jack. Get Jack on. Call Jack.
I tried getting Jack beginning of the year.
I know.
I felt like I forced myself on the podcast because I saw Cody at Wellman's.
Yeah.
And I said, let me on this podcast, Cody.
And he threatened me and he choked me and I'm like, oh, harder.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got a fear boner and I'm like, all right.
That's what that was.
You got a fear boner and then you came on.
Yeah.
Then I'm on the show.
You know that song?
Come on, Eileen.
I saw a meme yesterday that said, okay, but where?
Okay, that's...
I'm like, that's actually hilarious.
Cody, you're so white.
I thought it was funny.
Well, welcome on, welcome back.
Thank
What's
you.
What's been going on since last
time
we had
last
you
time
on?
I talked to you, I just got a quick question. Are original Sun Chips still the best?
Still, yeah. It'll never change, man. And I've quit being so vocal about my passion for original Sun Chips, so I'm not getting as much backlash as I was before. But if you're a Harvest Cheddar, like, what the fuck are you doing? You're messing up, man.
Dude, I'll tell you this. Every time I'm at the grocery store and I see Sun Chips, you're my 9/11 because I never forget. I'm like, original Sun Chips, that's Jack Lewis all day. I was like, I'm a garden veggie guy, but I was like, you know, I'll dabble.
Hey, it's tough out here for the OGs because our one last, like bastion of original Sun Chips was Palmer's on Ingersoll. That was the only place you could get the lunch size bag.
Yeah.
And they did away with it. Now it's fucking Garden Salsa. And I feel like we're a dying breed.
Yeah. I think even at Costco, it's the variety. So you don't get,
the small ones.
But it's like, there's, 30 bags in it. So it's like 12 Garden Salsa, 12 Harvest Cheddar, and then 6 original.
Yeah.
My question is, anybody that gets like a salt and vinegar chip, what the fuck? That's awful.
It is awful. Isn't it Canada? It's a Canada thing?
Is it? I don't know. Because I know when you go to Jimmy John's or something like that, what chips do you want with your side? You can get plain. You can get
barbecue's the way to go.
Yeah. Or you can get salt and vinegar. Like, who's keeping the salt and vinegar in stock? Like, who's...
I think they do that so that when they're doing the deliveries, they know hey, if it's a salt and vinegar house or apartment, be careful. Have your whips about you.
Yeah, and you also know what tip you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this guy got barbecue chips. He's probably going to tip all right. This guy got salt and vinegar? 10%.
Probably a weird son of a bitch.
It's just weird. There's always a black and white stained couch out in front of the yard, too.
It's a casting couch.
Yeah.
Yes.
This actual couch back here.
Yeah.
So before we started here, Jackie showed us a list on your phone of things you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
So... The show now, we do two segments.
Okay.
Second segment, we do the Blitz. Week for the Blitz. So before the Blitz, let's talk about what you want to talk about.
Yeah,
this is your show now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I was just sort of spitballing.
Ask Jack Lewis with the host of the pot. Ask the 8-Ball guys.
Where's the 8-Ball with Jack Lewis?
Which is weird. When he rolls up Ingersoll on the weekends, it's the same question.
First and foremost, today was the day for Elon. He put the Neuralink chip in the first human participant of this trial. This is insane. I want to know what you guys think about it.
Yeah. Does this person get paid?
I'm sure they get compensated. I'm sure they're not just like, I'll do it for nothing.
I bet they would though if you find the right guy.
Oh yeah. I mean,
that guy's eating a lot of salt and vinegar chips.
I'll be honest, walking through the East Village in Nacoa here, I saw a couple guys that probably do it. But Cody, would you do it? Would you be the guinea pig?
No, I wouldn't be the guinea pig.
To save humanity?
Nah.
Or possibly end humanity?
I hate most of humanity. If I had this, like, yeah, a superpower.
You're the iRobot.
If I could become like a supervillain, yeah.
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 An anti-hero,
yeah.
Because, I mean, they're very vague about the capabilities of the Neuralink. Like, we really don't know exactly what this thing is capable of doing. It says it's going to connect you to your smartphone. I assume you're going to be able to, like, browse and, like, you know, like, access, like, your porn feed, like, just mentally.
So if you set your phone in, like, the shower.
Yeah.
And someone goes in the shower, it's like, oh, I can turn the camera on and watch it.
Yeah. Turn that on.
Yeah.
I don't think I like it because I have a lot of dark thoughts run through my head. Like,
yeah.
I'll think of something. I'll just think of a super offensive. Too soon joke, and I'm like, I don't want that to be my algorithm.
Yeah, they call it intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have control over those, do you? I mean, like, you're driving on the highway, you're like, I should swerve into this fucking truck. Like,
yeah, like, fuck them kids.
Then Neuralink, the chips, like, swerve into the truck, and then you just die. Like,
that just happens because I'm like, fuck, that pothole is huge. I just actually bump into somebody.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about like celebrities die or like.
Oh, got it.
People, and then you're just in your head, you just make a funny joke, like, ha-ha, take them off my Christmas
card. I mean, I don't love a good celebrity death,
like
but...
That, yeah, but, like, then all of a sudden, it's your fucking cerebral is just like, let me tweet this, ha-ha, I can take them off my Christmas card list. And you're like, what the fuck, man? You were supposed to say that.
Well, I mean, I love a good celebrity death joke, but...
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one? Favorite celebrity death joke?
Yeah. Who's your favorite celebrity death first?
There we go. That's a
favorite
good one.
Celebrity Ooh. Death, go. This is early.
This is easy. Paul Walker.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
Paul Walker's your favorite celebrity.
Oh,
yet?
God, those jokes are so funny.
Man.
What's your favorite Paul Walker joke?
Well.
I know mine.
I know what yours is. Yeah. Dandruff one.
Yeah,
that's true. Mine is, why wasn't Paul Walker, why did Paul Walker cross the road?
Why?
Because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
See, and mine was, did you know Paul Walker had dandruff?
No, I didn't.
They found his head and shoulders in the dashboard.
That's like, a little darker.
Yeah. They're great jokes, but like, I don't want that tweeted the minute he dies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just like,
well, I was telling
that's
Jack.
A joke I just text Cody only and hope he does a screenshot and send it out.
Anytime a celebrity dies, like as soon as I find out about it, I text Marshall, hey, you got any jokes about this yet? <It's> like immediately.
But think about it in this sense. You've got the Neuralink chip in, right? And say you're like, I don't have the money to change my car oil, but it's got to get done. Like, you could just get under your car and be like, Neuralink, how do I change my oil?
Yeah, Google.
And then it just Googles, like, the steps for you. Like, is that how it works? I don't know. Alon, we need more information.
It's like the Matrix, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, Keanu Reeves sat there for a while, and all of a sudden he fucking
knows Kung Fu. Yeah.
I mean, that would be cool. Or, like, get, like, x-ray vision like Cyborg does. Yeah.
A lot of people are going to be out of jobs, but then at that point, do we need jobs?
That's like the question.
You know that movie In Time?
With Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, that's what's going to turn. This is going to turn it into. Everybody's going to be fucking made so they stop aging at 25 and they have 1 year to live and they earn money by working.
They're keeping themselves alive.
I'll be honest with you, you're the only person I know that's ever talked about that movie after it came out.
Oh my God, I love that. We've seen it.
I've seen it, but I've never been like, you guys need to watch In Time with Justin
I think
Timberlake.
That's a great movie. And
like,
I
maybe Friends with Benefits with Justin Timberlake, you know, or
the
Bad
like
Teacher,
Alpha Dog.
Yeah.
Alpha Dog's great too.
Yeah.
Just like the whole like meaning die. Behind In Time is great. Like the
100%. I just never heard anyone talk about the movie. That's...
Also, Alpha Dog is fucking awesome.
Alpha Dog is the GOAT Justin Timberlake flick for sure.
He's got a new album coming out.
Does he really?
He just dropped a new single.
I heard Snoop Dogg and Dre are collaborating on either a single or an album.
Eminem and 50 Cent.
And 50 Cent, okay.
Yeah, close. They're both black guys, so it makes sense.
Can we take a moment and just cheers like the most brilliant marketing campaign ever with Snoop Dogg and the smokeless grill?
Oh yeah.
Oh, when he said he was giving up smoke and like the internet just went ape shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh guys, he's just doing edibles now. But it turns out it was just actually a grill.
No, yeah. He's the next George Foreman, he's just selling a grill. And we all bit it. A client sinker, like...
Fun fact about George Foreman.
Hulk Hogan's
so
offer at first.
Over here, Tiff, you can't see her because she's not on camera.
Is that why you can't see her?
Had no idea that George Foreman did anything other than sell grills.
Oh, they're grills. Seriously? Why would
she
you?
She had no clue.
Why would you know?
She had no clue that he was a boxer. And so that's another thing. If you've never had chicken pox, you didn't know George Foreman was a boxer. Like, that's a real thing.
Did you know Hulk Hogan was offered the George Foreman grill before George Foreman?
And he turned it down?
Yeah. He's like, this is stupid. This no one's going to buy this.
What was he going to call it? The Terry Bollea Grill?
Like, oh, brother, I'm working on my own line of bronzer right now. Got a lot of things going.
I say the N-word in the sex tape. I get paid grills.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I miss his reality show.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
And then Nick Hogan killed the guy. And
oh, God.
Yeah, didn't that happen recently? Yeah.
No, it was like around the reality show. It was didn't, like 10, 15 years ago.
I thought he got arrested recently for...
Probably like OWI. He didn't kill anybody.
Because his dad went on there and like, hey, I'm Hulk Hogan, and tried getting him off because he's Hulk Hogan.
Let's get Nick Hogan and Chum Lee together and just put him in a Cadillac and send him cross country.
No, like, Chum Lee's awesome. Nick Hogan and who's Rick's son? The one that's still alive.
He's dead. Rick's son died.
Rick Flair?
No, Rick from Pawn Stars.
Oh, I was like, Rick Flair.
His oldest son died. That wasn't part of the show. His other one's still... Corey.
Corey. Yeah. Well, Corey's got his shit together. I want like some... I don't think
he... Have you ever been to... This show's so random right now. Have you guys ever been to the Pawn Stars place in Vegas?
No, have you?
Yes. And it's honestly very disappointing.
So they have a second store now, I guess.
You go in there, and it's like, it's a line to get in, because everyone, like all these tourists, aka myself at the time, like, oh, let's go to Pawn Stars, are waiting in line, and you get in there, and it's a tiny fucking pawn shop, which no one's even buying the shit that's in there.
Yeah.
They're going in there, and they're buying the goddamn Pawn Star shirts, and the t-shirts, and the shot glasses. And then they're on their way out, and it's honest. And you don't see any of the people from the show. It's very disappointing.
I've heard they have a second building where they actually like have the pawn shop where they
probably where they have the locals come in. These are like, oh, yeah, send these tourists to this spot.
Speaking of pawn shops, have you seen the Detroit Pawn Store show?
Yeah, with the guy with the fucking Jerry curl.
It's like Double D or something like that. People come in there and like try to like sell. Hey, this TV's broken. When'd you buy it? I don't know. What was your receipt? I don't know. And they're like smashing it in the yard, trying to return this shit.
No.
Oh, dude, it's fucking hilarious. All these people are freaking out for like literally no reason because they're trying to scam them, you know?
Yeah.
And they won't let them get scammed, so they're just pissed off. It's fucking, oh, it's a must watch.
Yeah. I mean, in college, I frequented pawn stores. I mean, I was like,
did you really?
One of my roommates was a photographer, and he would pawn his camera and computer to go party for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, get it back. I'm like, this is literally what you do to pay rent. You know? You're just taking it to the pawn store every week.
Yeah. I've never been in a pawn store, I don't think.
Well,
I've been a couple
check times. Your privilege, Cody.
Yeah.
I just...
Seriously.
I don't know. I will use
that more often.
Is there a Des Moines pawn store?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Jeff
Rose, our maintenance guy, he ran a pawn store for years. I don't know. He still might work there part-time, too.
We should see if we can do a podcast from there.
Rose knows.
Well, by the time we're done, I'm going to sell my laptop for $200 and walk out with a gold chain. It's going to be great.
I need to do
gold chains, so this is perfect.
I'm going to go in and get some cigarettes, but they're going to be candy cigarettes. So,
have you ever been a gold chain guy?
Uh-uh.
Never once?
No, where's that at?
I mean, you never worn a gold chain?
Oh, no, but I want to.
I've
never been a gold
chain guy. Wow.
I've never really wore a necklace ever. Back in like my douchey days when
God.
My ears double pierced, I was silver chain guy.
Silver chain, okay.
Silver link chain guy. But now I'm 40, so I'm like, I want the gold chain.
Yeah, I was always a gold chain. Like even like I remember like being 12 and like making my parents take me to Claire's. Yeah. And I got like a fucking fake gold chain when I was like 12 years old. I've always been a gold chain guy. I don't have one on right now because I snapped it moving into my current place. But I'm like, you know, if you're listening out there, send it to these guys' PayPal, Venmo. We're trying to get the gold
at
chain
Eric
fund.
Mr. Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a $5,000 gold chain he lost.
No, this was like a $50 gold chain.
No, I'm trying to hook it up.
Yeah.
I think my daughter Claire's and it's expensive as fuck, I'll tell you that.
Is Claire's still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where everybody goes to get their ears pierced? You know?
Or piercing pagoda?
Here's we go. How much is that still around?
No.
That's where I got my ears pierced.
What jewelry
are you buying for a 7-year-old?
Oh, dude, she has her ears pierced. She wears necklaces. She wears rings. She loves jewelry.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then you go in there and be like, oh, it's buy 3 items, get 2 free. But the 3 items are like $80. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, fuck. Well, yeah. I got 2 free, though, so whatever.
Isn't Northwest like 7, right? I mean, they're about the same age.
Yeah.
So she follows her
essentially,
on.
Oh, I mean, I'm Des Moines Kanye.
Yeah. So she's like, Dad, you're Des Moines Kanye.
Yes,
like,
he hates the Jews. That's right.
Yeah, so it gives me heartburn.
Too much juice gives me heartburn.
With that being said, let's roll into a commercial break real quick. We'll come back with the Blitz and more. I don't know what the fuck we're even talking about. More of the show here. We'll be back.
Perfect.
It was so weird, but so much fun. Like,
are you a basic bitch trying to flex on your ex? Well, come on down to Kohl's, where we're having our biggest clearance event of the season. You can get up to 80% off select jeans, t-shirts, and winter coats. And pop that pussy, show us how much you're an F-R-E-A-K, and get 20 in Kohl's cash this weekend, only at Kohl's.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, a generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code ASK8BALL for 10% off your purchase.
Hey, welcome back. That worked like I thought it would.
Did it?
Yeah, I pressed the buttons and it kicked on.
Is your acid kicking in yet?
Dude, I feel like I want a roof having sex right now.
Cody did acid on the commercial break.
Cody's and, got shingles.
I want to become a truck driver.
So at this point in the show, we do a little thing called the Blitz.
Okay.
You remember the Blitz from when you were on last?
No.
It's okay. That's fair. You're being honest, and I like that about you.
Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow. It's time for my favorite part of the Ask the 8-Ball podcast. It's time for the Blitz.
The Blitz is every week one of us asks rapid-fire questions to our guest and the other host. This week it happens to be my turn.
Okay.
So I'll ask you all the questions first. Cody gets home field advantage.
Okay.
So you answer them to the best of your advantages or best of your knowledge as quick as you can. Then we'll go to Cody and we'll compare answers, and the winner gets the respect of the hood.
Respect of the hood.
Yeah. All right. Question number one. Why are Hey Dudes disgusting?
The shoes? Because Hey Dudes go ahead and they basically like, what's the word I'm looking for here? They encourage no socks. And when you wear no socks, your feet fucking smell bad. I don't care if, that's all I got. Yeah.
Okay, no, I like it. I got like seven questions. If you were Taylor Swift for one day, what would you do?
I would snap pictures of my pussy all over the internet and date Justin Fields.
Okay.
Justin Fields.
Question three. Who is the most famous person in your phone's contacts? Not on like your Instagram or Facebook. In your contacts.
Preston Lacey.
Nice.
Really? That's cool.
All right. If you were invisible for 24 hours, what would you do?
Rob a bank and jerk off at my old high school.
That's fantastic.
I already know I'm losing this one.
Free food at Chili's for life or free Sun Chips for life?
Free food at Chili's for life. I can afford Sun Chips.
Okay,
that's fair. I can afford Chili's?
No, no.
I got two questions left. What do you hate most about Cody?
Nothing. I don't hate anything about Cody. Other than maybe like I wish I had that hat. I like that hat.
Thank you. He's a Packers fan.
Oh, yeah, okay. I fucking hate that. Yeah, fair down.
And if you were to kill someone, what tattoo would you get in place of the teardrop?
The swastika.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't see that one coming. All right, Cody, your turn.
Wow, okay.
Cody, question
give
one.
To Jack.
Why are Hey Dudes disgusting?
I don't mind them. I think they're comfortable. I like Hey Dudes and Reefs. But they're made out of cloth, so you have to keep them like very clean. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, question two. If you were Taylor Swift for one day, what would you do?
Similar to Jack, but I would just send the pictures just to my personal cell phone.
Okay. Question three. Who is the most famous person in your phone's contacts?
Eric Marshall.
That's a kiss-up answer, but that's a great answer.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do to win.
Yeah. If you were invisible for 24 hours, what would you do?
Take pictures of Taylor Swift naked.
Okay, we'll get back to that. Free food at Chili's for life or free Sun Chips for life? Any kind of Sun Chips, by the way.
Oh, I'm definitely going with Chili's.
Okay. I feel like that was an easy one.
Yeah.
Chili's. I should have made it like Slam Chili's dunk. For a year or Chili's, Sun Chips for life.
Yeah, free Chili's on your birthday.
For the rest of your life.
Isn't Chili's baby back ribs
and barbecue sauce?
Yep.
Cody, what do you hate most about Jack?
That he's friends with Joe Thomas.
Are you friends with Joe Thomas?
I don't really know Joe Thomas. I don't think
that he's funnier than me.
Okay, that's a fair answer. Okay, Cody, last question: if you were to kill someone, what tattoo would you get in place of the teardrop?
The Star of David.
Wow, you guys went polar opposites here. Okay.
That was a
this
layup.
Really puts me in a bad, honestly, this puts me in a bad spot as a judge. Going to throw that out there. Question one, why are hate dudes disgusting? Cody, you lose because you don't think they are.
I like them. They're super comfortable. They're like house shoes you can wear around anywhere.
No, do what they are. They're people that are waiting for NASCAR to break out in front of them at any time. That's what they are. They're shoes for NASCAR.
Just in case a drag race starts up.
They're shoes for Chiefs fans who are just waiting for NASCAR season to start. Okay. 1 point for Jack. If you were Taylor Swift for one day, what would you do? You said send a bunch of nudes to yourself. And he said take pussy pics.
Yeah. Is that correct?
And put it on the internet.
Yeah.
That's a better answer.
Didn't AI already do that, though?
But
you know, you can just tell. Like, you know what I mean? It's like when you take a bite out of a burrito and you can just tell that something's off about it. You know what I mean?
But then you keep eating because it's a burrito.
But it's still, yeah, it's still
her. Quick question. We can debate it later. Taylor Swift, does she do missionary? Yes or no?
Yeah. Exclusively.
Thank you. Exclusively missionary.
Yeah.
Like, she's not doing doggy. She's not getting on top. She's exclusively...
I think she's kinky enough
where she'll put her legs up.
If you're sex with Taylor Swift, you're not going to come long enough for two positions. You're not going to last long enough for two positions anyways.
I don't know if I'll be able to come. Okay. Most famous person in your phone contacts. Preston Lacy is a good one. Eric Marshall is a better one. But how do you have Preston Lacy's number?
So this is actually...
For those who don't know, Preston Lacy's from Jackass.
He's the big fat guy.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it, but I was in Kansas City with my girlfriend and her family. We were drinking, and we happened to go outside to smoke, and Preston Lacy was, like, walking down the street and got all up in his face. I was like, Preston Lacy, you know, I mean, just typical fanboy shit, and made him put his number in my phone. So I don't know if it's really him or not.
Made him put your number?
I was like, Preston Lacy, we do comedy, you know, and he was like, yeah, have me to Des Moines sometime, and he gave me probably a fake number.
Nice.
It's like all the girls I asked for their number. I know how you feel.
Yeah, like you or me and yeah. Preston Lacy was every girl you'd ever asked for their number.
If you're invisible for 24 hours, what would you do? I don't remember.
He said jerk off at his old high school.
Yes, yeah. And you said take a picture of Taylor Swift, which honestly the brick wall behind us is about the same curvature. So Jack wins the point.
He's going to jerk off at a high school.
But it's my high school.
Yeah, he didn't say the kids were in there.
Yeah, yeah. Like completely like empty, yeah.
You've already jerked off in the high school, I guarantee.
I know, but I want to relive that.
You want to do it again 18 years later?
Yeah.
Yeah, with like during this 20-year reunion.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
janitor.
Yeah.
Just go to the former hot English teacher or whatever and just jerk off on her desk.
Yeah, this will never be our milk check.
When you jerk off, does the semen become visible then?
I think the semen is visible. Yeah, that's part of the thrill.
That's part of the thrill.
Okay, free food at... Do it?
We did that one.
Yeah, free food at Chili's for life or free Sun Chips for life. But do it, change it. Free food at Chili's for your birthday for the rest of your life or free Sun Chips for life. Go.
Yep, yep. Definitely still Chili's.
Still Chili's.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so you guys tie.
Tie.
What do you hate most about each other? You said he's funnier than you.
Yeah.
And you said nothing except he's a Packers fan.
Yeah, I had nothing.
Which I can't stand that about him. It's disgusting. I'll give Cody the point. Make it interesting.
Make it interesting.
So we're at 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, how are you going to answer this question now? Who wins this one?
So it's 3-2, 3-2-1 right now. You're in the lead. If you were to kill someone, what tattoo would you get in place of the teardrop? This is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to hear the
you
answer.
You said a swastika. And you said a Star of David.
Can I say why I said the swastika?
Absolutely.
Because I'm traveling back in time and killing Hitler, obviously. So I'm leaving the swastika... As like sort of a reminder.
Right. So, Cody, here's what I'm going to give Jack the point. And this is why you're going to lose. Because I expect someone with a swastika tattoo to kill somebody. And you're degrading Jewish people right now.
The person I killed was Hitler.
By assuming that the Jews are killing people.
The person I killed would be an anti-Semite.
Jack gets the point. You're being disrespectful to Jewish people. Jack, you win.
So... Back to you jerking off in a movie theater.
Okay. So that was the Blitz. We had one more topic we were talking about.
Yeah.
That we were going to hit before we got off. Jack, something about jerking off.
Jack getting a hand job in the movie theater.
It wouldn't be me if I didn't talk about jerking off at least once. Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about jerking off in the movies. I went to see Wonka recently.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Have you guys seen Wonka?
I haven't
not
yet.
Yeah, but I've heard it's
the
great.
The preview?
Timothy Chalamet. Prequel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the new Wonka. He was great. It was a good movie. A little too musical for my taste. But I enjoyed myself immensely. And I ate like half of a mushroom chocolate bar that I had left over from the summer.
The chocolate Wonka bar, though.
The chocolate Wonka. Yeah. Like, sort of, it just all kind of like felt right, you know? But while I'm in the theater, it's me and like seven other people. And I'm on shrooms, so I'm not super confident with like where I'm sitting in the theater. And end up like moving closer to the screen before the previews were done. But it was a mistake because I moved very close to this like high school couple who was very passionately like making out the whole time. And eventually I sort of realized that this guy's just getting like beat off like pretty much three seats away from me at Wonka.
Jesus.
And it just like it flooded me with all these like nostalgic memories. You know,
when you got beat off?
Everyone's first fucking handjob, I think, was at a movie. Like mine was out cold with Zach Galifianakis. Do you remember
when he got his dick stuck in the hot tub?
Right. Yeah. The snowboard movie.
Yeah. Great movie.
I remember it was me and another buddy. I won't name his name.
He was jerking you off?
No. It was me and him and two girls. So he had a girlfriend at the time, and she brought her friend along who went to another middle school. I had not like met her previous to the movie. And when she shows up, I mean, she looked like Trunchbull from Matilda. And I'm like, I'm a pretty big dude now, but I was like underdeveloped in middle school, a small guy in like every sense of the word.
every sense of the word.
So we get to this movie, we're watching Out Cold, and you know, my boy is just getting his hand job off, and I'm like, you know, she's looking at me, she's like, do you want the same thing? And I'm like, not really sure. But eventually I was like, yeah, I guess. Like, if he's going to do it, I'll do it. And then she put her hand on my wiener, and it just felt, like, so emasculating. Like, her hand was so big, and my cock was so small. I wanted to bring that up. I don't know. Have you guys ever got movie hand jobs?
Not at the movie theater.
Never once?
During a movie.
I fingered a girl in the movie theater. I never got jerked off.
Yeah, okay. I mean, so a little hand
stuff. I was in high school when I had sex after that.
Yeah, okay. So it wasn't just, like maybe I grew up in a different part of town. I don't know.
I don't think that's an abnormal thing.
Yeah.
I just never got jerked off at a movie theater.
Yeah, to me, like, movies equals hand stuff all the time.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But also, when's the last time you got jerked off? Not yourself.
By not myself?
Yeah.
Driving to Red Oak, Iowa.
Driving to where?
So recently.
Red Oak, Iowa, yeah.
See, yeah. I don't like it. I'd
rather jerk myself off, but...
Yeah. I don't know, something about it, you're driving anyway.
Well, it's nostalgic for you this morning.
Yeah, I love it.
I remember when I was 13.
I got jerked off all the time, just not at a movie theater.
To me, it was like Southridge was like, they almost encouraged it. They were like, the lights are as dark as possible.
Did you go Lincoln?
Yeah, I went to Lincoln.
Okay, this makes more sense. I went to Roosevelt.
They should have called Southridge like... Handy Ridge, like that should have been the name of it.
They made a middle school after that, but they put an S in front of it. Yeah. All the kids had a very similar experience, Jack.
Yeah, we're in the Best Buy parking lot, just getting with the jerk squad. Like, that's great. Cody, in the whatever fucking township you're from, did you guys get jerked off?
So like I said, I never, not a movie theater. I fingered a girl one time in a movie theater, but then went to my car.
Her one finger or two.
Same finger as the popcorn.
And which finger did index, was it, middle?
Oh, definitely
ring,
middle.
Pinky.
I had to give her some pleasure before I had sex with her and disappointed her.
Okay.
But was it like the same hand as the popcorn hand, or was there two separate hands? Like,
did you have
a hand? I didn't even get popcorn. I knew we were going there just to fool around.
Oh yeah. See, you knew. Like, yeah.
I would still get popcorn because why not? You know, you got to have your cake and eat it. Add a little flavor to the butter, you know?
Exactly.
What flavor is that butter?
Or use the butter.
Like cinnamon butter? Yeah, cinnamon butter. She's out there just spitting. You're like... like you're with a trucker. He's like...
This show's got out of control.
Get us out of here. Tiffany, pull the fire alarm.
Yes. Oh, shit. Someone set off an Amber Alert.
There was an Amber Alert today, man. That's fucked up.
I saw that.
I was like, that's not how you spell Cody.
That's that
5'10"? He's not that tall.
I think Cody might have had that chip implanted in his brain because now he's just saying shit that he shouldn't be saying.
Can't control it now.
Yeah.
The Neuralink.
Oh, man.
Well, Jack, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Absolutely, guys. Cheers. This was such a good time. Yeah, thanks for having me back. Sure.
Thanks to Koa Cantina for having us.
Guys, have to check out Koa. Check out their new food menu. It is fire.
Yeah. I just had some nachos down there. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And if you're looking to see Jack Lewis, just follow him on the line.
got some shows.
Yeah, or just
coming up. Oh yeah, where you got shows coming up?
Can I plug
them?
Can I plug them real quick?
Absolutely. I'd prefer if you plug them.
Yeah, yeah. Club Celebrity, February 16th. That's connected to the Minx Show Palace, okay, where they do No Shave November all year round. I'm doing comedy with Birdie Pie, Club Celebrity. There's no cover to that one. And then Birdie Pie and I are hitting the road. We're going to go out west. We're going to do a couple shows in Nebraska. That'll be in March, so keep a lookout for that.
I actually booked Jack and Birdie Pie to do a show at Wellman's Ingersoll. Fantastic. One of the best events I've ever been a part of in my life. So if you get a chance to see them, do it. Excellent. If Cody's doing stand-up, see where Jack's at that night.
Unless Matt Rife is with him.
or if I'm opening up for Jack.
The other way around.
Whatever. Who gets canceled first, Matt Rife or Cody?
After this podcast?
I'm not famous enough to get canceled. You bought the website and it still didn't work.
That'd be funny if you got canceled anyway, though. Like, the nation just piled on there. Like, if this kid ever gets canceled, fuck him.
Yeah. Fuck. CancelCodyKing.com.
Yeah.
Sid Jewalker started that website.
Did he really? He bought it for 2 years and then never did anything with it.
CancelCodyKing.com.
Are you guys getting Sid on soon?
We should.
I've tried reaching out.
I told Sid, though, when he spells it, he should spell it all with K, so it's just KKK.com, CancelCodyKing.com. Because Cody's over here talking about how he tattooed Star of David when he kills somebody. Like,
yeah, because wow. It's an anti-Semite I'm killing.
All right, I'm out of here. Thanks, guys.
thanks guys.